Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, man. Whether it's raining, shining, or if you're still in those snowy months, man, we really appreciate you guys tuning in to Eminem Live Radio right here, right now. And to everybody that's tuning in to Eminem Live Radio for the very first time, or if you've been rocking with us since day one, man, we love you so much. Y'all are the real MVPs, because we have got 60 minutes carved out especially for you, so just know that you are in some good hands, y'all. But first things first, I can't start this show off wrong. I gotta holla at my sis. What's going on, Mia?
Holla at me, Misa. What's going on, y'all? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know is Eminem Live Radio. Now let's go ahead and get things popping. All right, now of course you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. We're obsessed with them. We can't help it. Now it's not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up, and trust me, I mean go all the way in on our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So here's a huge shout out to @MaddieFord on Instagram.
Appreciate that love, Maddie, on IG. And hashtag too many hashtags is our segment where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags, y'all. Stay around and hear the craziest trending topics and everything that went down throughout the week during our segment, hashtag too many hashtags.
And we've got positive music with some inspirational motivation to match it. And half past the hour, you can expect some inspiration, encouragement from our 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Misa. This show, trust me, you don't want to miss what Misa's
got
to say.
Mia, we got so much going on in just 60 minutes.
So much going on.
And to add to all this madness, we've got singer-songwriter and a very great friend of ours, man, Carmen B. Beautiful, swinging by this side of the airwaves to talk about her recent release of her project, man. It's so dope, entitled Looking for Love.
And we're going to be spinning some music from the album as well. Trust me, y'all, you do not want to miss it. But also, you got to join us in on today's conversation. Now, it's all centered around the queen herself, Beyonce. Of course, you know, she shut Coachella down.
I mean, Beachella.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Beachella.
Beachella.
Coachella,
right,
turned into Beachella. So we're asking this question. Is Beyonce the greatest performer of all time or of our time? Mm. Listen, we want to know what you're thinking. Let's have a debate. Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Listen, you got to add us in a tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But Misa, let's go ahead and give our listeners some of this light work.
Let's get them some of this light work, man. This is easy, man. We eat those. Here is the whole 116 click, man. Shout out to Lecrae, Ben Washer, and all of our friends, and even all the new artists that have been added to the Reach Records roster. Man, here is light work. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah, it's just something like I looked at my life and I looked at my wife like I did something right. Look, I'm not switching my price. Baby, I know what I'm worth. I be like, they got it Monday. I get to get back to work. Hey, shine like gold. They don't want story, man. They want the soundbite. No, look around. They see you on the mountain, they don't see you on the climb. Right? Me and all of mine in the power line. Look at this and what you find. Right?
Shimmy, life, flicker, all this. Life, edit, shimmy. I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up. Right? Shimmy, life, flicker, all this. Life, edit, shimmy.
And they wiped up, huh? Yeah. Most of these folk hyped up, huh? Yeah. I'm in the bag. it down, I'm taking a kneel, yeah. I'm in the field like fire drills, I know they loving the thrill, yeah.
Right, shimmy, life, flicker, all this shit. Hey, shimmy, I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up.
Light bright like it's Friday night. Might kneel like I'm capping it. Line of sight like a sight of mine. Real fake with no asterisk. Light bare like the Mercedes. Message up since the first day. In a white tux cause I stand out. All alone like I got buzz like ether. Throwback hits like deepers. Keep up, I might leave ya. Team way up like Tiba. They taking shots like they had to buy. Shine like a rocket, we blasting off.
Whoa,
that's just the aftershock. Back out the grave like I'm Lazarus.
Back out the grave like a king. I had to show him the ink. You couldn't mess up the team. All of my homies, they gleam. Take a photo while my homies never solo. I've been leaning like a cholo. Lighting seasoning, I double roll.
Right, shimmy, life, flicker, all this shit. Later, shimmy. I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up.
They can't stop that light, man, it's way too bright. 116 for life, for my squad I ride. Jesus by my side, got nothing to hide. We still on the shame, we still about the life.
New morning mercy, I swim in that. Light of the world, yeah, I give them that. I give up my life and I get it back. The whole squad here, but you figure that. My partners was pushing the lean, yeah. So I was pushing the king, yeah. They sipping act, so I had to act. I'm shining my light on the scene, yeah.
Right, shimmer, life, flicker, artist, light. Let it shimmer. I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up.
Side. It's that flicker side. That gorgeous glow up without a lick of pride. Our power's so never take a look inside. Toast, we live in Elixir cause we the vicar's bride. Quicker side, I came to bang. We came away, still darkness, target still aim away. This song might not hit radio, but we radiate. That beam will run out of steam till we stand face to face. So go shine, little homie. Go shine, young lady. Go shine, little homie. Go shine, young lady.
What's going on? This is your man Triple E, and right now you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. Keep it locked here.
Yeah, looking at my pedigree, I was scared of peace, I would never trust. Now I got the recipe, for better us. Better. I'ma let it be, I'ma spread my love. Now I got no enemies, a simple man. I think that we could change the world. I got a simple plan. Only props and no shots. I'm a gentleman. Homie, stop. All your ops live on Instagram. You ain't gotta pretend you got haters to make it. Yes, you do got exes, but they ain't little Satans. You don't have to go and hide your faith to be famous. Honesty and rap, I've been impatiently waiting. Look, I killed all my enemies so friends could come alive, and then I placed them in the tribe. I got a graveyard by my side, and I don't got the banger, got a saber in the ride. Cause even though I got the light, I look like Vader all my life. Used to fantasize while playing shady in the ride. Now I might get the cover of Vader if I try. I just blocked the next, I got my baby on my side. Playing shows and giving life while you promoting homicide. Yeah, looking at my pedigree, I was scared of peace, I would never trust. Now I got the recipe,
advantage. I know who my man is. I just get the change, give it to my family. Listen, this important, this is do or die. Love your fellow man and give him more life. I know you just vibing out the tour of life, but I can't lose another one to suicide. Going tribal when we ride. See revival in our eyes. Just remember, I get Zion when I die. Going simple, that's a lion with his pride. Looking at my pedigree, I was set up. I was scared of peace. I would never trust. Now I got the recipe. Better us. I'ma let it be. I'ma spread the love. Now I got no enemies.
Listen, man, Deal got the juice, man. He said he ain't got no enemies, so therefore you shouldn't either. That was Enemies by No Big Deal, your hot track off the rack playback. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, I'm going to let you know, put you up on game to what time it is right now. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag Oh Wendy. Now, television talk show host Wendy Williams is known for speaking her mind when it comes to all things celebrity drama, trending rumors, pop culture during her Hot Topics segment on her Wendy Williams show. She's been known to say her opinion, and people have come after her because of disliking what she said. One of those moments would be her recent one. During Hot Topics one day, she mentioned how rapper Snoop Dogg is topping the Billboard charts with the number one gospel album in the country and has also received the number one gospel album of the year. She goes on to mention how a gospel group that has been doing gospel music for years has yet to receive an honor such as that, then follows up with saying that the Clark sisters needs to step their game up, and gospel music lovers went off, y'all. One of them being Kiara Kiki Shear backing up her family, Nick Cannon, Fred Hammond, the list goes on, and plenty of industry professionals, including secular and gospel artists, reached out to the sister to show them love and respects. Wendy has since appeared on social media claiming that she loves the Clark sisters and didn't mean anything by it. She even invited them to sing on her show. My only thing with this, Mia, is that you gotta talk about things that you know, especially if you're gonna be a television personality, even a radio personality. With the Clark sisters, that's gospel music royalty.
Legends, though. Legends. You can't come for a legend. You know what I'm saying?
You
can't. Just because it's gospel music, that doesn't mean, and you're not maybe educated in, I guess, like the history or like, you know, who's like eligible, who's great and things like that. That doesn't mean you can't just like talk out of the side of your mouth in your type of way.
The Clark sisters have won award after award after accolade, accomplished so many things that if they even decided to just stop singing gospel music today, they don't need to do any more gospel music, even though I know they're still going to record more music.
Even the mention of Wendy talking about the Clark sisters, she took one of their albums like to number one on iTunes just by the mention of like, you know, the traffic of everyone talking about it. But you know what? I'm sorry. I got to talk about Snoop's album real quick, because now one thing I did not know is that they already gave him one gospel album of the year, and we're only a couple of months in 2018. But I mean, honestly, yo, I don't know if you've heard Snoop's album, but it's not what I thought it was.
Really?
It's not, because I'm thinking, okay, Snoop rapping like throughout the entire album, but personally to me, he has a lot of features on the album, and it's like its own, like, say if it's Mary and Fred Hammond, it's only solely them on the song, and it's only one song where Snoop is rapping on it. So personally to me, he produced a gospel album.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking he didn't come out like Cray, you know, rapping on like every single track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So even the thought of that, comparing Snoop to the Clark sisters, you still gotta pay homage to them.
All I know is that even Snoop Dogg has even mentioned and said that, and paid his respects to the Clark sisters, because like I said, they're legends in the industry, they're royalty, gospel music royalty. They are decorated with all types of accomplishments and awards after awards after awards, and even spiraling down to generations to come. Kiara Kiki Shears, she is phenomenal when it comes to her voice. So all I gotta say is that Wendy Williams, you gotta know who you're talking about, and you gotta back it up with the facts.
Do your research, girl.
Gotta do the research. Hashtag it could have been me.
Hashtag Hashtag it should have been me.
Hashtag it would have been me.
Hashtag if it wasn't for Snoop Dogg.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag poppin' proms 2018. This year's high school students took prom to a whole new level. One student in Philadelphia couldn't find a prom date last minute, so she took matters into her own hands by cutting out her man crush, Black Panther villain Michael B. Jordan. She went viral on social media, and Michael B. Jordan himself gave her her props. And meanwhile, another student showed up to her prom in a casket and in a hearse. She went viral on social media too, but people thought that she was trying to be funny by saying, you know, she's fresh to death or she's drop dead gorgeous, but she actually interned at a funeral home and wanted to create a message telling her students and her peers not to do drugs at prom or else they'll suffer deathly consequences. So Misa, I know you've seen all of these prom, everything prom related this year, and it's just been crazy.
What it's been insane.
What do you think about these stories, just like prom this year in general?
Okay, now I thought it was kind of funny, of course, for the young girl to take the cutout of Michael B. Jordan.
And he responded to it. Like, that's so cool.
That really shows what type of character he has as a guy, you know, as a man. For him to even take the time to even comment on, you know, the young girl having this idea of bringing a cutout of Michael B. Jordan was insane. Now, it would have been even better if she would, if he would have went with her.
That would have been cool.
But that's just my opinion. Now with the fresh to death one, the young lady showing up in a casket. Now, captions make a world of a difference.
Yeah.
When I first saw it and somebody posted on social media, I just thought that it was just someone just being, you know, crazy. You know, crazy ideas, of course, comes to a lot of teenagers when it comes to prom. And I just thought that, you know, this is her way of showing up to prom, being fresh to death.
Right, making a scene.
But to hear the backstory behind it, I have a different perception of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at first, I was just thinking that she didn't want to go in a limo. She wanted to go in a hearse. But to have the idea of creating a message to her fellow peers, that's amazing.
Yeah, I thought she wanted to make an entrance as well. But hearing the inspiration behind it, like, it really said a lot about her as her character. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, big ups to both of those girls. Hashtag celebrity cutout date.
Hashtag and prom casket ready.
Hashtag we can't believe it.
Hashtag just wait till next year.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And if you're just now tuning in, you're rocking with your girls, Misa and Mia, also known as Eminem, from You Already Know, is Eminem Live Radio, and we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right, all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag I'm going to college, mama. College and acceptance letter season is upon us, and I remember having friends tell me that they were even applying to 5 or 6 or maybe even 10 schools that they were expecting letters from, but never have I ever seen anyone apply and get accepted into 83 colleges and universities. Now, this New Orleans teen had his eye focused on one thing, and that one thing only was school. And apparently, he didn't even know how many schools he actually applied to. He just did, and the acceptance letters were just piling in. His current number of acceptance letters is 83. And if that wasn't impressive enough, this kid has over $3 million in scholarships.
Wow.
Yes.
83 schools?
83 schools, and he has over $3 million worth of scholarships. And I feel like that's absolutely insane. I do remember a couple of weeks back, there was another teen that I think applied to 20.
I think 10, either 10 or 20. But he went to a large amount, a number of schools, and there were news anchor ladies who were saying that was obnoxious. How could he do that? He's waitlisting other students. What's the point in applying for 20 or how many other schools? I know they got to be mad at this one.
Oh, they have got to be mad and hot about this one. And all I got to say about this is that people are going to try to limit your greatness.
Yeah.
People are going to try to tell you you're doing too much and that's so obnoxious. And why are you doing this when you could have done this? Now, I don't know how much money this guy had carved out for applications. Because that actually costs money. But the thing is he had his mind focused on his future.
Yeah, he did.
And if you want to apply to 83 colleges and universities, boy, you do it.
You better.
You go ahead and do that. Hashtag I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hashtag 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hashtag 81, 82, 83.
Hashtag letters from universities.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag Starbucks shut down. Next month, the nation's biggest coffee chain will close thousands of its U.S. stores in an afternoon to tell 175,000 employees that they may be racist without even knowing about it. And this premise is behind the 8,000 racial bias education seminars that will be held in Starbucks holding next month, all due to, you know, with the recent controversy that happened with the two black men being arrested in a Philadelphia Starbucks after just waiting for a friend. So, I mean, what do you think about them having this racial bias seminar in all of these Starbucks? Do you think it's going to be effective?
Yeah, I think it's a start in the right direction. I feel like it's kind of sad because, I mean, It's been happening too many times with fast food restaurants and
just too much in general.
Yeah, just too much in general. But I feel like, you know, this is a step in a right direction. Now, hopefully it has a positive outcome. And we actually see some results, not only from Starbucks, but from other fast food chains.
And I hope that it's mandatory. Honestly, I really commend Starbucks that they're doing something about it, because hopefully this will even make other companies where this might happen do something as well. So, I mean, big up to Starbucks. And hopefully this is a movement into the right direction.
Yeah, definitely.
Hashtag thanks Starbucks.
Hashtag for stopping the Haitian hating.
And so therefore, let's make some more lessons.
Hashtag in police stations.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We've got singer-songwriter Carmen B. Beautiful stopping by a little bit later to talk about Looking for Love. And also, we are talking about, man, the Queen Bee herself. The question is all centered around this right here. Is Beyonce the greatest performer of all time or of our time? Now, Mia, of course, I know that you took a look at Beachella.
I did look at Beachella.
You did? Now, mm-hmm. What did you think about the DC3 reunion?
Oh, now that was everything. And I don't know why I didn't even think, of course, she was going to have them come out. But yeah. It was perfect to me.
I just like the fact that Beyonce took it upon herself that this was such a huge moment, I think, in her performance career.
Yeah.
That she was going to perform at such a large stage like Coachella, that she decided to share her moment with everybody.
Yeah. It was a big ups. And of course, you know, DC3 shut it down either way.
Now, also, stemming off from Destiny's Child, I gotta talk about Michelle. Huge congratulations to our girl Michelle, because she said yes because her long-term boyfriend had got down on one knee and proposed.
Yeah, she's engaged, y'all.
She's engaged. She's about to be off the market, you guys, officially.
Officially.
That's what I'm talking about. But since she said yes, why don't we do a throwback oldie but goodie, and let's say yes with Michelle, Mia.
Let's go ahead and do it here. Say Yes by Michelle Williams featuring Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. Listen, keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Nobody can say no. When Jesus says, nobody.
show. We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Michelle Kelly and Beyonce would say yes.
She took us back one time. Listen, guys, do not hesitate to download any of this good music to your playlist. Listen, all you got to do is head on over to our Twitter account, and that's at MM Live Radio on Twitter. We post the name of the song as well as the artist because we want to get you guys hooked on all this inspirational, positive music. So again, peep our Twitter, and that's at MM Live Radio.
You already know it, but stay tuned. We got so much more where all this came from, because later on in the show we got my girl Carmen B. Beautiful. Man, I'm so excited for this interview. We've had Carmen on the show before, and we were actually promoting her single
for the album, and now the album's finally out. Her debut album's finally out.
Woo.
And we're gonna talk about it here on the show. We're so excited, and also we are very good friends with Carmen, so it's also like, you know, being able to support one another, it just feels great
knowing the hard work and energy and time that it took to get this project up off the ground. It's an amazing moment.
So guys, you gotta stay tuned to hear what Carmen's got to say and to hear music from her new album, her debut album, Looking for Love. But listen, guys, we gotta get into this conversation
yes.
firsthand. Listen, of course, you guys are, we're all still in Beachella. We're all still shook off of that. So therefore, we're talking about this here on Eminem Live Radio. Is Beyonce the greatest performer of all time or of our time? There's a difference, y'all. So we're talking about it here on Eminem Live Radio. And you guys gave us so many comments. Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. Now we're gonna read some of our favorite comments that we got on Instagram.
Let's get it popping. At @Ayana_, she says, our time. Can't ever forget about the great Michael Jackson. At Lyrical Rook, he says, our time. So he agrees with Ayana. At Liv Levi, this person says, she's one of the greatest ever. Forever.
And again, guys, the question for this week is Beyonce the greatest performer of all time or of our time?
We got a handful more off of Instagram. At 30 seconds left, this person says neither. She's overrated. I don't. Did this person see Beyonce perform on Coachella?
We're going to talk about it later,
okay,
man. We're going to talk about that later.
Let me bring it back. At KingDub24, this person says post MJ and Prince. And at Chakra_Khan, this person says she's the greatest for her time.
Measles about to come for one of my lists.
No, it was. I just got to hold everything until later on.
We're going to talk about it all later on. But listen, thank you guys so much for commenting. We're going to read some of our favorite comments we got on Facebook and Twitter later on during the show. But there's still time. If you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and on Facebook at MM Live Radio. And let us know, is Beyonce the greatest performer of all time or of our time? Let us know what you're thinking. But of course, you guys know we're all about inspiration, positivity, motivation here on Eminem Live Radio. And we give it to you all under 60 seconds with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got you this week.
Here we go. What am I here for? I'm here to gas you up. You know, sing your praises, pat you on the back. Basically, I'm here to toot your horn for you. So here goes. Yes, I am so proud of you. You're gonna do so well on your new job. You killed your last performance. Can't nobody do it like you, man. And shout out to you for walking across that stage to graduate. And also shout out to you for getting accepted into the university. You better play them drums, sing that song, and do that dance. Bro, you know the shot that you made that you thought nobody saw? I seen it, bro. Girl, your face is beat. Your eyebrows are on fleek and your eyeliner is even, man. What a time to be alive. You are doing so well, and I need for you to understand that we see you. That may be hard for you to digest because you're not used to hearing someone giving you the credit when it's due. And when moments get hard because you're tired of not getting acknowledged for your work, just know that it's even better when you make more moves and less noise, because the harder you work in silence, you allow your success
to be the noise.
Boom, there it is, man. Real G's moving silence like lasagna. That's what I always say.
Come on now.
I always say it. But listen, man, that was for somebody out there. And I love that, Misa, because I know somebody listening, they feel like they've never, they're always overlooked. But listen, Misa just sang your praises,
come
man.
On now.
Give yourself a pat on the back. Misa just did it for you. That was your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Misa. And listen, man, I can't wait for you to put this on Instagram and social media. As you guys know, we put all of our inspirations on our social media, so be sure to follow us to see all of those. But Misa, let's get into some more music. Listen, I went to the movies not too long ago with my little brother. We went to go see that movie, Truth or Dare. I don't know if you've seen it, but listen, y'all, it's crazy. But either way,
I rebuke it.
We were leaving the movie theater, and this song came on, and I was like, wait, I know this song. I know these guys, and it was OBB. And they've been charting with this song. It's called Mona Lisa by OBB. They're on Billboard charts right now.
Really?
Killing the game. So you know what? We're going to play it for you right now. Again, here is Mona Lisa by OBB. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
I'm feeling my palms and it's starting to sweat. You're more than a feeling, I gotta have you.
For OBB, killing it,
just killing it right now. Don't
Man.
You like this song?
Yeah,
it's so upbeat.
But the thing is I really appreciate it even more because you know they're Georgia natives.
I
met them on the red carpet of the Dove Awards 1 year, and I just feel like we just had a connection.
But no, they're brothers, we're sisters, we're both from Georgia, like we're both killing the game.
It was a family affair, man. Huge shout out to OBB. That was Mona Lisa, man. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and it's the moment you all have been waiting for.
That's right, Misa. When you have a beautifully written lyrics and a unique voice like hers, you've got our special guest. She's got stories to tell with the help of her guitar, and you can't help but to listen to her. She introduced herself to the world with her debut album, Looking for Love, and we're going to talk about that and more with her right here, right now. We want to welcome our girl, Carmen B. Beautiful, to the show. What's going on, Carm?
What's up?
Man. What's going on, Carm? How you doing?
I'm doing amazing, y'all. I'm so excited to be on the air with you guys. You know, I love you.
Yeah, we love you too, Carm. We want to just thank you, you know, for taking the time to hang out, you know, back with your girls, Eminem, here on Eminem Live Radio.
Man, you already know. Now, Carmen, you've been so busy lately with the release of the album, and we know that you've been ripping and running lately. That's an understatement, actually.
It is.
But we actually know that you'll be able to soon get some downtime because your birthday is coming up, Carm. So do you have any special birthday plans?
Oh my gosh. As of right now, this is gonna sound really lame, but I'm working. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do, because working right now is not the option.
Carmen. Now this is us asking. Okay, like now we told you guys, Misa and I and Carmen, we're already friends, so now we're kind of like the friend side is coming out of us. Carmen, you're not doing anything for your birthday?
I don't know yet, y'all gotta help me figure out something.
But actually, I feel like that was a trick question, and Carmen actually passed because if she had some plans that I didn't know about,
right,
I would have to talk to her after the show.
Okay, so our friendship still stands. Right, but listen, guys, three words: looking for love. Carmen B. Beautiful's debut album is officially out for the world to hear.
Yes.
Now I know debut albums are a big deal for artists because, you know, it's your introduction to the world as an artist. So Carmen, what were you thinking when Looking for Love was finally released out to the public?
Oh my gosh, it was just such a relief, y'all don't understand, because I've been working on this for over a year. Mm-hmm. So once I actually dropped it, I don't know, there was just this overwhelming amount of peace and joy, because I'm like, man, I didn't think I could do it, but here I am, I finally did it. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's good. And now this album is so special for so many reasons, but Carmen, tell us what inspired the title Looking for Love.
The title, Looking for Love, was inspired through me and my own life, mm-hmm. because I felt like I was in a place where I was looking for love. I was looking for validation. I was looking for something to fill this void inside of me.
Yeah.
And as you know from the project, it was like I was looking through a relationship that ended up, you know, not fulfilling me. And I ended up getting more hurt because at the end of the day, that was never going to complete me in the first place.
Wow, that's so dope though.
It is, because you know so many people go through relationships and they want to be able to, you know, relate to somebody who's gone through it, but also, you know, through music, you know, everyone said that music can, like, you know, heal emotional scars with, you know, listening to someone else's story. But listen, guys, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and we're talking to singer songwriter Carmen B. Beautiful right now, and we're talking to her about her debut album, Looking for Love. Now, Carmen, like I said, relationships can be, like, you know, a really sensitive topic for some people because, you know, it's personal to them. So in that case, were you nervous or hesitant to open up about your own being with Looking for Love, putting all of your your personal experiences in the project?
Oh my gosh, so nervous, because, you know, so many people know me and they know the relationships that I was in. So I'm like, oh my gosh, every time someone listens to it, they're gonna be like, oh, you must be talking about this person,
right?
But, you
right.
know,
mm-hmm.
Wow. I just have to go ahead and do it. Be brave.
Right. And that's good, though, because, I mean, I don't think a lot of artists feel like they want to put their emotions on their sleeve or in the project. But I feel like it's even more beneficial when you put your emotions on front street.
Because I always have heard what comes from the heart reaches the heart. So therefore, if someone can genuinely feel you, you know, that you went through this pain or you went through this hurt, or you're very happy and you came out of this situation on the other side, they can feel that. So therefore, they can relate to
true
it.
True emotions, recognize true emotions. Now, this is one thing we got to talk about. Now, Carmen isn't the only familiar voice you can hear on the album. You'll also hear Eminem Live Radio's very own Mia on the album as well.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Carmen, why was it so important for you to feature Mia's voice on the album?
Listen, let me tell you, Mia's like one of those friends where if you're in a rough place, she's going to get you out. She's going to pull you
she
up.
She's going to punch you.
Buy your shirt.
What? Slap
you.
You
out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
stomp on you.
You need a friend like Mia and Misa, because they will come at you hard and say, look, you need to get yourself together, mm-hmm. get up, and go live your life.
Because honestly, with the whole situation with Carmen asking me to be, can you record this part for the album? I'm not going to lie, I was nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, people are going to be hearing my voice. But you know what? It was so beneficial in hearing Carmen's heartbeat of what she wanted for me to say.
Yeah.
And I was really honored to be a part of that. So honestly, thank you, Carmen, for letting me be able to portray that, you know, also be featured on the album along with you. But you know, the responses and the feedback for the album have been so positive. Like, and I've been reading them. You've been getting so much love, Carmen. But for those who haven't gotten it already, go ahead and tell people, why should they go get this debut album, Looking for Love?
All right, you should go get this album, Looking for Love, because no matter where you've been in life, whether you're looking for love, where you if you were looking for love and now you found it, this is still the album for you. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be able to hear yourself in it.
Yeah, man. Carmen, thanks again for coming back on the show. But before you go, give everybody who's tuned in your social media so that they can stay connected with you.
All right, you're going to follow me at Carmen Be Beautiful. Carmen with a K and then two words, like a command, be beautiful. Carmen Be Beautiful on all social media.
I love that, like a command, be beautiful. Hey, man, Carmen Be Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I love that. Guys, be sure to follow Carmen Be Beautiful on all social media. And while you're at it, go stream Carmen's debut album, Looking for Love. It's sold everywhere digitally.
You already know it. Now, Carmen, we're so proud of your hard work that you've been putting into this album. And you already know that we always will love and support you. And also, we're going to talk to you a little bit later, but keep on being beautiful, Carmen, man. You're killing the game out here.
Thank you, guys.
Anytime. Now, to all of our listeners, don't go anywhere because we're about to play some new music from Carmen Be Beautiful right here, right now.
Yes, yes, yes. From her debut album, Looking for Love, here is Traded Love by Carmen Be Beautiful.
Yes.
Listen, vibe to this one. Be right back. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
The sound of your phone buzzing on the stand. Picked it up and almost threw it, reading what it said. Another girl says to you like, baby, how's it been? Is this the end? Cause you traded love. Sound of your phone buzzing on the stand. Picked it up and almost threw it, reading what he said. Another girl's texting you like, baby, how's it been? Is this the end? Cause you traded love.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, man. Listen. Sing that song, Carmen.
Sing it. Go, best friend. That's my best friend,
listen,
man.
We got to get a camera in here. Mia, you were tone deaf.
Guys,
you were loud. Mia was dancing on the tables.
Listen, I love this song. But listen, I've always said this, man. When your friends or people you know,
yeah,
they celebrate these great moments in their life, you have to celebrate it with them.
Yes.
So that's why we had to have Carmen in the show, have to play her music. Man, I'm not going to lie. I was acting a fool in the studio. I love this project. She's worked so hard. She deserves all of the praise for it.
I'm telling you, man. That was Carmen Be Beautiful. One more time. That was Traded Love.
Traded Love. And if you're just now tuning in, man, you just missed a good conversation we had with singer-songwriter Carmen B. Beautiful. But don't worry, you can listen more of Carmen if you go get her debut album, Looking for Love.
Most definitely. But we got to jump back into this conversation right here. We got to give our opinions. So much to do
We got a lot to talk about. Listen, guys, it's all centered around Beachella. That just happened recently, guys. And it's all centered around this. Is Beyonce the greatest performer of all time or of our time? Listen, we got more comments where that came from over on Facebook.
On Facebook, let's go ahead and get on over to Facebook. Amber Haynes says neither, ha ha. Sierra Marshall says our time. And we're going to head on over to Twitter at It's My Turn 19. This person says, yes, I went back and watched MJ, Prince, and Janice live performances, Super Bowl performances, VMA, and they don't come close. All are exceptional, though.
Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook as well at M&M Live Radio. But of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, well, first off, of course, Misa and I both sat down and we watched Beyonce's performance together. Uh-huh. What was your favorite part of her whole performance?
Oh, Lord, from beginning to end, it just was absolutely phenomenal. But I feel like the moments where she kind of brought people that had been performing with her all her life.
Yeah.
I think those were the moments that I really cherished.
Like bringing up Jay-Z, Solange, Kelly Rowland,
bringing
Michelle
the
Williams.
Twins, all those people that have helped her and have really boosted her in her career. I feel like bringing them along with her on this huge accomplishment and this big journey, I feel like that was amazing to see.
And it was monumental also because Beyonce is the first African-American woman to perform at Coachella ever.
Yes.
So therefore, it was a big monumental moment. So with that being said, Misa, is Beyonce the greatest performer of all time? Or of our time?
I gotta say of our time. I can't just disregard MJ. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, he's done some amazing things. And I feel like, you know, if MJ was in Beyonce's position and Beyonce was in Michael Jackson's position, I think that MJ would be the greatest performer of our time still. Only because we didn't have social media back in the day. A lot of the references that we think are so cool and so lit, and I mean, the things that we refer to, I think that, you know, it's just so prevalent now because Beyonce is using all these, she's using all the dances, all the popular songs to dance to. You know, she had the marching band, she had the step team. She had the fraternities. Like it was just all insane, but it all went cohesively with what is current and relevant in pop culture today.
Now, I think that's so interesting because to me, I say that Beyonce is the greatest performer of, or the greatest of all time, only because when I say Beyonce is the greatest performer of all time, I am not discrediting Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. I still think Michael Jackson is the GOAT. Still Prince. I still think that Prince is still the greatest of all time. But I'm still saying, okay, But still, Beyonce, I feel like in order to be the greatest of all time, you have to be able to create these moments on stage. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, and be able to sing, dance, do all these types of things, like a memorable, iconic moment, and she's done that.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't want to discredit her of saying that and say, oh, well, you're just of our time, so therefore, then you just fade away when we fade away. No, Beyonce is going to be remembered for history and for years and years to come. So therefore, to me, I say she's the greatest of all time. Now, I want to ask this question. What does it take to be the GOAT? What does it take to be the greatest of all time?
I think what it takes to be the greatest of all time is you have to kind of be undefeated in a way.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Or if you fail, you know how to make a comeback. You know, there were moments in which, even kind of stemming away from music, there was Michael Jordan. You know, there's even LeBron James. I feel like even those people you could define as the greatest of all time or of our time, whatever you want to define it. But I feel like, you know, the way that they have pursued, the way that they have faced adversity and overcome, I feel like those are qualities and characteristics of somebody that is a champion and a warrior and somebody that could be the greatest.
Now, to me, I think to be the greatest of all time, like I said, I feel like you have to create moments. You know what I'm saying? I feel like one of the biggest moments of Michael Jackson was like he did the moonwalk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know for Michael Jordan, when he, like, I know there was a time in which he was, I think, sick during the finals, and it was like one of the best games he'd ever played. You know what I'm saying? I feel like in Beyonce, Coachella, I feel like she's, in order to be the GOAT, you have to create these iconic moments that people will remember you forever, regardless. It's bigger than you just doing music or doing basketball or being a scientist, being an inventor. You have to create these iconic things that will go down in history for you to say.
I think what I'll also say is what takes to be the greatest of all time is constantly outdoing yourself.
Yes, that too.
To be honest, Beyonce is about to go on tour. I don't know what she could leave on the stage after doing Coachella.
Exactly. But listen, guys, we're talking about this here on M&M Live Radio. Is Beyonce the greatest performer of all time or of our time? Now, with us going back and forth and seeing the comments, seeing people say, oh, I can't take that away from Michael Jackson, I can't take that away from Prince. So does that mean that there can only be one greatest of all time in music in general? So therefore, is Michael Jackson the greatest of all time, period? Nobody can ever beat him. There can't be two GOATs. There can only be one GOAT in the pit.
But what I thought was that there were greatest of all times in different categories. Like, there was the greatest of all time in music, greatest of all time in tennis, greatest of all time in basketball. Uh-huh. Then there's, of course, golf and different things of that nature. I feel like the same kind of goes for music in a way. Like, there's the greatest of all time. And you know how we have different crowns that we say, let me see. Michael Jackson was the king of pop.
Yeah,
then there
right.
was somebody that's the queen of R&B.
Right.
And there's someone else that's the king of R&B. You know, like, there are different titles that we give these people. I feel like there's a way in which Prince could be the greatest of all time for rock, or Michael Jackson could be the king of pop, and Beyonce could be the queen of whatever. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everyone could be great at something. It's just whatever your characteristic is.
Listen, I feel like we can go on and on talking about the greatest of all time, Beyonce, just these iconic people throughout history and music and everything. But listen, I want to touch real quick regarding one of the comments that we got with someone saying that she's overrated. Now, how do you feel about people saying Beyonce's she's not their greatest performer, she's just completely overrated in general?
Okay, listen, this is what I have to say about that now, because I'm about to get emotional.
Oh no,
I'm about to get emotional.
Oh, Lord.
Now listen, I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan, but what I have to say is that I give the credit when it's due. Beyonce is the hardest working woman, I feel like, in show business.
She is, I think so.
Yeah, because I mean, she has once performed Bleeding, she has performed Sick, she has performed Pregnant.
She's got her hair caught in a fan while singing.
Yo, these are insane things, insane conditions that people have been in, and I feel like Beyonce, she's dope. And
she
I feel like you can't sit up here and just say, because I mean, the type of performance that she had given for Coachella was absolutely immaculate.
That's not overrated.
That's not overrated.
That's greatness.
And I feel like the reason why they're saying it is because they've never seen Beyonce actually perform.
Or because she's over-mentioned, like people over-mention her and hype her up. But Beyonce is worth hyping up because she's going to get you what you paid for.
All I'm saying is that the reason why I say that Beyonce is the greatest performer of our time is because there are people that have been in previous times that have paved the way for Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she has done a great job in doing her homework and trying to make them proud, even though they have perceived on.
Listen, guys, we still want to know what you guys are thinking. Let us know. Is Beyonce the greatest performer of all time or of our time? Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and let us know what you're thinking. But listen, Misa, we got to go ahead and pay homage to the GOAT himself.
Let's go ahead and tip our hats, man. Rest in peace to the man himself, man, Michael V. Jackson. Here is Love Never Felt So Good with Justin Timberlake featuring Michael Jackson. Keep it locked right here on none other than You Already Know.
It's MM Live Radio.
Dance. Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on. Dance. Let me see you move.
Homage to the king himself, the king of pop. Rest in peace, sir. That was Love Never Felt So Good by Michael Jackson, featuring Justin Timberlake. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
You know this. Be sure to follow your girls and on social media. Like us and let's be friends on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
Yes, we really hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. Don't forget that you can still give us your opinions on this week's question.
That's right. Just go to our social media and answer this. Is Beyonce the greatest performer of all time or of our time?
Huge, massive shout out. Go to our friend, singer-songwriter Carmen Be Beautiful for hanging out with us this week on Eminem Live Radio. Make sure you guys go get her debut album. Go get it right now, you guys. Looking for Love right now. It's sold on all digital musical outlets.
And make sure you tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because the topic is love and relationships. And while your girls, Eminem, are going to rep the ladies in the conversation, we're going to bring in someone to hold it down for the fellas. That's right. We'll be having our male perspective, Kimo Jones, on Eminem Live Radio next week.
And always, like always, we'll have more hashtag conversations, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan and the big boss himself, Dante.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And the executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up, because down is not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. And that's what we're shooting for. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Whoop.
You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.